one big story that's coming down in the next couple of days. In 2 days, we're going to find out who has won the race to host Brazil, to host the soccer match that Brazil is already hosting in 2014. England is in the running for 2018, and the U.S. hopes to land the tournament in 2022. But FIFA, the governing body of world soccer, world football, is accused of all kinds of allegations of corruption. On the line is the BBC's Alex Capstick, joining us from Geneva. First of all, what is FIFA's problem this morning?
Well, remember a month ago, FIFA banned two of its members, two members that would have voted on the destiny of the 2018 and 2022 World Cups over a corruption scandal. One of them had been found by a British newspaper, Sting, to have taken a bribe from people posing as lobbyists for one of the bidding nations. So that was dealt with. They were banned, and then there was a Panorama programme, a BBC investigative programme, on Monday night, which alleged that three members of the executive committee, three more members that were going to vote, that will vote on Thursday, took bribes from FIFA's former marketing company, ISL, back in 1998 and 1999. There's allegations swirling around. FIFA has said that matter was dealt with by a Swiss court in 2008. So that investigation is now closed. Meanwhile, the International Olympic Committee has launched its own investigation stemming from that Panorama report, because one of the men involved, Issa Hayatou, who's the head of African football, is also an IOC member. So the IOC has referred the matter to its ethics committee,
which has its own allegations problems. Any chance 2022 is going to be in the U.S.?
Well, the USA are one of the favourites. There are five nations bidding for 2022. The USA, Australia, Qatar and Korea and Japan. They're the two outsiders, and you can pick one of three, really. USA, Australia and Qatar. Qatar are the dark horses, a tiny nation, a tiny Gulf state. Just 1.7 million people live there. Very, very small, but it's a credible bid, and they think they can win this. The USA, of course, hosted it in 1994, and they think it's their turn again.
BBC's Alex Capstick joins us from Geneva to talk about the World Cup decision over the next 2 days. Let's look at the World Cup.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.